Boxers, wrestlers and MMA fighters took turns in the ring Saturday night for Champions of the North. The multi-discipline combat fight card happened at the Rolet Dome and showcased the Canada Cup prospects, where up-and-coming fighters will have the opportunity to earn their shot at competing in the Canada Cup. Fans cheered on the night's high-energy action, intense showdowns and unforgettable moments. In his first-ever hometown bout, Josh Greenwood showed a packed house why he has such a bright future in the sport of boxing. Greenwood, a 17-year-old from inner-city boxing PG, was one of the stars of the show Saturday night. He took on Cashton Charlie of Burns Lake Boxing and, in a fight that had a furious pace from start to finish, scored a victory by unanimous decision. Greenwood's biggest moment came in the second round of the three-round fight. Just when Charlie appeared to have him pinned in a corner, Greenwood spun out and away from his opponent and immediately went on the attack. For 5 seconds or more, he landed a flurry of uppercuts to Charlie's midsection. The crowd loved it, and Greenwood fed off that energy. Neither fighter backed down as the match continued, but Greenwood landed more quality blows. His speed, agility, and punching accuracy was impressive, and he was rewarded by the judges. "It felt really good," Greenwood said. "The fight was amazing, he fought very well. It was a very hard fight and I was just trying to box, and I think I did that very well. I was dropping my hands a bit, but that's okay." Greenwood was surprised he didn't get an 8-count against Charlie with that barrage of uppercuts in the second round. "I didn't think I'd finish him. I thought I'd get an 8-count, but it didn't happen," he said. Winning in such fine style at home and feeling the support of the crowd is something Greenwood won't forget. "It was like nothing I've ever experienced," he said. "It was so great having all my teammates and the hometown cheering behind me." Greenwood had inner-city coaches Jag Sira and Kenny Lally in his corner for the bout, and both gave him top marks. "He did everything right, everything we've been working on, the movement, the defense, the second attack," Sira said. "Everything he was doing was just spot on, and it's so nice to see that it's all coming together. Super proud of Josh. He's just made for the sport." Lally, meanwhile, said Greenwood was focused and understood that he was the main event and we needed that win. Lally also gave credit to his old coach, Bob Pegues, for Greenwood's momentum-grabbing spin and counterattack out of the corner in the second round. "That is the two-week program our boxers did with Bob, leading up to the fight card," Lally said. 100%. "You saw a lot of our fighters tonight, they'd spin and go right to the body. That is from the time with Bob." Five other inner-city boxers also showcased their talents on Saturday night, all in exhibition matches. To the eye, 15-year-old Thunder Innes and 17-year-old Ben Rattan got the better of their opponents, while Jimmy Niger, Michael Brooks and Trayton Rattan all battled hard but likely would have lost on the scorecards. Innes stepped into the ring against a boxer 5 years older than himself, Dan LaRue of Wolverines Boxing in Fort Nelson, and had the crowd buzzing with his display of raw power and fearlessness, mixed with near-perfect instinct and beautiful technique. "It was awesome. I felt great," Innes said. "And the crowd, I could hear my mom in the crowd. It was the greatest feeling." Sira and Lally are growing accustomed to seeing Innes do his stuff. He already has BC and Alberta titles to his credit this season, but both of those accomplishments came away from home. "Thunder is a beast and I'm just so happy now that Prince George has witnessed who Thunder Innes is," Sira said. "We've talked about him, and now they've witnessed how great this kid is. He's definitely going to be a future champion." Ben Rattan took on another Wolverines boxer, John Partridge. The two were well matched, but Rattan was busier with his fists and landed more punches. "It was a beautiful fight," said Lally, adding that Rattan's previous bout at the Alberta Sub-Novice Tournament in Calgary earlier this month only went one round before Rattan was declared the victor. So he never got the full effect of a fight, but he sure did this time. "He surprised the heck out of us. The way he was putting his combos together was unbelievable. He was throwing 7, 8, 9 punch combos. Yes, he was tired at the end, but I told him, 'Don't beat yourself up, Kid, that was high output, and that's how you should feel after. Niger, Brooks and Trayton Rattan were last-minute additions to Champions of the North and gave their opponents tough matches. Niger took on Lemuel Diaz Cave of Cave Athletics in Delta, Brooks fought Ken Dobb of Iron Forge Fight and Fitness in Fort St. John, and Trayton Rattan battled Devin Armstrong of the Wolverines Club in Fort Nelson. I am so proud of all six fighters, Lally said. They definitely showcased their skills and what Inner City is about, so I couldn't be more proud of them. We went 3-3 tonight. The three guys that did end up winning were the three that were originally planned for the card. A lot of fighters dropped out and our war dogs, the three other guys, they stepped up for the fights just to make the show happen, which is awesome. So we couldn't ask for more.